Hey folks, before we get started with today's episode, I want to tell you about another local Dallas-based audio drama podcast. Today's Lucky Winner is a serial audio drama that has it all: supernatural creatures, comedy, drama, vampires, queer romance, drugs, and the absurd. Here's a quick synopsis. Dawn Menendez dies and is destined for hell, but she wins the chance to go back to Earth for a year chaperoned by a perpetually stoned Reaper named Rita. Having died under some sketchy circumstances, they spend her year on Earth proving she was murdered and earning a chance to be reincarnated. Check out this clip and catch today's lucky winner on your favorite podcast app.
Congratulations, you're today's lucky winner. You're dead, but you've won a year back on Earth to do whatever you want, and I'll be your Grim Reaper chaperone.
Rita, why are you at my desk?
I'm talking to a lucky winner.
Them, they aren't dead. I was going to tell them about the show.
The show where I helped my dead human friend Dawn prove that she was murdered?
Yeah.
The paranormal stoner comedy.
Yes, the scripted fiction show that's got fart jokes, sapphic romance, vampires, and acid trips.
Where would they find today's lucky winner?
On their favorite podcatcher app. Now get the f*** out of my desk.
Welcome to Right or Wrong, where you, the listeners, become the writers. Today's episode is chapter 3 of 3. Now over to your host, Patrick Emile.
Welcome to the show, brave listeners. This is the Right or Wrong podcast. I am your host, Patrick Emile, and you are in the writer's room. By now, you should be all caught up on the first two chapters of this story, as well as the accompanying commentary episodes. As always, I highly recommend you do so if you haven't listened already. Now, sit back and buckle up for the disappearance of Lottie Carmichael, Chapter 3.
Welcome to Miranda Bites, where you have the right to remain... Oh, well, hey there, Deb. Two poached eggs coffee now?
Morning, Bev. Yeah, that's the one.
All right, then. Be right over, sweetie.
This is Duritz. So still nothing. Yeah, I got something for the next hour, maybe. But call me as soon as you hear, okay? You find out. Your next call is to me. Yeah, that's right. Okay, thanks. Thanks. Talk to you soon. All right.
Decaf, right?
Bev, I don't even know if I have the energy to laugh at that. I feel like I've been pulled in 10 different directions the past few months.
Well, my dad always used to say, you can have all the flick-flacks and roller-bolas in the biz, but there's no use pulling a king pole without candy butchers and pickle punks.
I'm sorry, what does that...
Circus talk. It means no one can do nothing alone.
You can say that again.
I had to get out, though. Too much family pressure to stay in.
So you ran away to unjoin the circus?
They don't call him special agent for nothing, folks. Be right back with those eggs.
Man, this town is weird.
Well, who's asking? Speak up now. Got me thinking I got floss in my ears. Deb, you expecting some kind of towner?
Oh, it's okay, Bev. Send her over.
Hi. I wasn't sure what the protocol was or whatever. I mean, what's her deal? Anyway, I got your message. I'm Valerie St. James. Nice to meet you.
Miss St. James, hello. Special Agent Dabney Duritz, GIB. Thanks for coming. Please have a seat.
The disappearance of Lottie Carmichael. Written by Patrick Emile.
Okay, Miss St. James, before we start, I'll need you to...
Sorry, Would it be possible to loop my partner in on this? I can just put her on speaker.
Absolutely, you cannot do that. So this is a standard CHS agreement.
CHS?
Confidential human source.
Oh, okay. Do I need a lawyer, or...
Do you have a lawyer?
Yeah, okay. Have I offended you in some way? Or that server? If you recall, I've been trying to get hold of you for weeks. Also, I have the internet. I can find a lawyer.
Okay, let me apologize. Time, and therefore my patience, is in short supply right now. This is a basic agreement stating that you might become privy to confidential details of a highly sensitive situation, that you promise not to disclose those details, and that you are taking on a certain amount of cognizant risk by entering into this relationship with the GIB. Yes, you can have a lawyer look it over. However, that will effectively end this meeting because, as I said, time is a very important factor here. Now, as I understand it, you want to assist with this case, correct?
Yes.
Then, Ms. St. James, will you please sign so we can attempt to help her, her family, and each other?
Yeah. Okay. I get it. I'm in. So, can I ask? Were those her bones?
As of right now, that information is above the pay grade of a CHS.
Wait, there's a pay grade?
You will be compensated, yes.
Shit.
Ms. St. James, I need to ask you about your recent conversation with Bernice Hill.
Okay.
And I would remind you that we are now de facto colleagues working towards the same goal, and your candor is expected and appreciated.
No, I understand.
The thing is, Ms. Hill herself has lawyered up pretty substantially and is no longer really communicating with the Bureau. But she did mention your name. Can you tell me what she said about the whereabouts of her ex-husband on the night in question?
Absolutely. She said that she had talked to him around 6 p.m. and he had been staying at their downtown apartment. She had kicked him out for his affair with Lottie Carmichael. You know about that, right?
I am aware, yes. So do you have any idea how he could have been performing atop the clock tower and at this apartment at the same time?
Well, Bernice said the piece was done with projection and he didn't need to be there physically. I believe it was maintained by Peter McClung, the drone guy.
Yes, I know who Peter McClung is. Well, Miss St. James, that is also what I had pieced together.
Okay, so why ask?
To vet you. Take a look at this. This is part of an interview we did with Selmer Koenig.
Oh, shit. Oh, sorry. Let me silence that.
Remember, what you're about to see is confidential.
Got it.
Mr. Koenig.
Dr. Koenig.
Apologies, Dr. Koenig. And what exactly are you a doctor of, sir?
I have a PhD in applied studio arts as well as psychology.
And now you're here.
As much as anyone can be anywhere, special agent.
And what do you mean by that?
I mean only that to consider my being here, approximately reduced to my existence, a simple connection point in time and space, as having some meaningful juxtaposition with regard to my somewhat lofty credentials is, well, a rather pedestrian attempt on your behalf to rattle me, as they say on the television. Or am I mistaken?
You like that, don't you? Doesn't he, Slinks? He likes it?
He sure does, sir. He sure does.
Enlighten me, please.
Oh, being the smartest guy in the room. You love it. It energizes you, doesn't it?
Agent, as you said, now I'm here. I might as well make the most of it.
That's special, Agent.
Hey, thanks, Slinks. Now, Mr. Koenig, you have repeatedly denied us the privilege of knowing just how you pulled off that stunt over there at Old Genie. Well, let me just cut right to it. I know for a fact that it was done by projection and that you seemingly have no alibi for the night of June 3rd of last year.
This is of no consequence. I did not kill the girl. I will say again, locate Peter McClung. There you will find the truth you so desire.
Is she dead, Selmer? Slinks, did you know she was dead?
No, I did not know that,
the
sir.
The semantic games are childish. I'm simply acknowledging that remains were found in my object.
Semantics? My friend, whether someone is living or dead is hardly semantics. Yes, remains were found inside your sculpture, your giant blood droplet sculpture erected at the scene of Lottie Carmichael's disappearance.
I will say no more. Am I free to leave?
No, you are not.
Then I request my lawyer be present.
Were you in love with Lottie?
Please.
Did she reject you? Too much of an age difference?
You will not antagonize me into incrimination.
Did you kill her, Summer? That's how you know she's dead.
Enough!
Calm down, Mr. Koenig.
Listen to the agent, friend. We are not the police. You are neither the smartest nor the scariest individual in this building. Did you kill Lottie Carmichael?
No, you imbecile! I've told you! Find Peter and you'll know! I demand my lawyer at once!
Summer Koenig, I am placing you under arrest for the abduction of Lottie Carmichael.
You have no idea what you're doing!
You have the right to remain silent.
Okay, this is real.
Miss St. James, it is of vital importance that we locate Peter McClung. Do you know where he is or where he might be?
I'm sorry, I don't. I tried to get in touch with him on social media, but...
It's been scrubbed.
Right. But you're the Bureau. Don't you have people for this kind of thing?
We have excellent people. However, Peter McClung...
Is way creepshow.
Is a genius. He's young, yes, but he's been collecting degrees since he was 14 years old. Are you familiar with the field of new media art, Miss St. James?
I mean...
Typically, it has a technical element to it. And tech is Peter McClung's specialty. In fact, he was on the radar of several agencies, including my own, due to his off-the-charts aptitude for cryptology and mathematics. But instead, he, for some reason, eschewed the wooing of the intelligence sector to pursue a career in art. So he's evaded us to this point. He will not do so forever as we employ others just like him. They will succeed, but recent events have, of course, sped up our timeline on everything. You see...
It's me! It's me!
Oh, my God.
Just have her come over here.
You knew?
Of course I knew. I saw her before you got here. Not bad having her arrive early, but the texting wasn't exactly helpful to your little spy operation. And now, whatever this is that she's doing, please, if you would...
Portia!
Who? Me?
He knows. Just come on.
Hi. I'm...
Portia Nix, sign this, please.
What is it?
It's what you will sign, lest I arrest you for interfering with a Bureau investigation.
Special Agent Duritz, I can explain.
It was my idea. I swear.
It's fine. Everyone needs a good partner. And I have no time for the bullshit, so Miss Nix, what the hell is it that you're trying to signal to your friend here?
Okay, so, are you familiar with codes at all?
Fucking hell, Portia.
What?
Agent Duritz, we had a sort of interesting donation and message from someone on one of our support sites. It's called Benefactual. The handle was user 175M3.
It's me.
Whoa.
What did the message say?
That they hoped the money would help shine a light on Lottie's killer.
A bright light.
A bright light.
And this was before Bernice Hill crashed into the Koenig statue.
Yes. Huh. Is it something? Was I right?
It could be.
I knew it! Girl, I told you. What did I say?
Shut up. Let him talk.
I need everything on that site. What is it?
Benefactual.com.
Send me your logins. Screenshot the message. Everything. I need to get this into... This is Duritz. Yes? And? Motherfucker! No false positives. Okay, I'm around the corner. I'll be right there. God damn it!
You okay, Dab?
Send me those things. I'll be in touch.
Wait, what happened?
Oh, shit.
As soon as possible. Text me if anything else comes to mind. Sorry for the noise, Bev. I'll make it up to you.
You're all right, sweetie.
Porsche, I think Lottie is dead.
This is insane.
I can't believe this is happening.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I just wish... I don't know.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Val. But we can still help, you know?
Right. Let's get in this stuff. Do you have your laptop?
Yeah, totally. Man.
What?
That guy.
I know.
What a badass. All right, let me pull this up.
What?
Val, it's me.
Portia?
Hey, I'm coming in. I brought coffee.
No, wait. Oh, why did I give her a key?
Dude, your room's a mess.
Shut up.
Okay, scooch over.
What?
I'm getting in. I'm cold.
Portia, I'm naked.
Yeah, you look great. Here, big ass mocha for you and a grown-up coffee for me.
I hate you. Thank you.
So, I'm assuming you haven't seen this.
Holy shit.
Yep.
Did he say anything? What did he say? God, where are my stupid glasses?
Cute. Are those vintage? Wait, are you hungover? What did you do last night?
No, shut up. What did he say?
Okay, so another $500, and then this. Told you she was dead. I can help. Video call, ? And then the words hubcaps. So I was like, what is that? What are you doing?
Telling Duritz?
Hold up, just wait one sec.
He said to tell him if anything comes up.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
Just hear me out.
Okay, fine.
Did you ever read Fifi Focus?
Huh?
Fifi Focus. It was a children's magazine. I used to read it at the doctor's office.
Okay.
Did you not go to the doctor's as a kid?
Nope, never. My parents were anti-vaxxers.
Don't even joke about that.
What about this magazine?
Every issue had this thing at the end, a picture, and you had to find what was wrong. Weird objects, whatever.
Yeah, okay, that's ringing a bell.
So I was thinking, what does it's me mean by hubcaps?
Hubcaps, tires, cars.
Right.
Oh shit, the cars? In the video?
As Bernice would say, bingo. Check this out. She's there. She sees the drone. It hits the transformer. Explosion. And there. See that?
I mean, I see the hubcaps.
Exactly. Look at that red car at the very end. If I back it up, keep watching that car.
Holy crap.
No hubcap before the explosion, and then what? It magically appears?
Might make sense the other way, but why would a hubcap suddenly appear?
Unless the video was manipulated or whatever.
Which is something Peter McClung could maybe do, at least from what Dirtz was saying.
Right.
We need to tell him.
Definitely.
Or should we talk to the owner? It's all faculty parking, right? Assigned spots. Maybe we should, I don't know, make sure it's something before we bring it to the Bureau. I don't want to look like an idiot.
But what about it's me? Is it Peter McClung? Has to be, right? Do we do the video call?
Shit.
We should do it. If it's not him, it's a huge supporter, and why not have them on the show? If it is him, it could be helpful, and it's not in person, so relatively safe.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Let's do this. I'll respond to it's me, set something up for tonight if he's available, and then I'll reach out to Duritz and let him know what's up. In the meantime, we should try to track down the owner of that car. But first...
What are you doing?
Looking up Kennard's.
Oh, duh. It's his tape. Put it on speaker.
Probably not open yet.
Thank you for calling Kennard's, specialty art supplier to Griverton for over 30 years. We are open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Damn.
All day Saturday and closed on Sundays. Leave a message or stop on in during normal business hours. Bye-bye now.
Hi, Mr. Kennard. This is Valerie St. James with the Griver Die podcast. I came in last week. I wanted to see if I could come back and talk to you again. We,
Recently became aware of some interesting
Recently
evidence.
Became aware of some new evidence, and we'd like to ask you about the security video. Again, this is Valerie with Brave or Die. Call me back at this number at your convenience. Thank you. Should I have said all that?
What do you mean?
Well, is it possible he was the one who doctored the tape?
Yeah, okay. Wait. Hell.
I'm calling Duritz. If we're wrong, we're wrong. But better that than stupid.
Okay. You're right. Would it be helpful if I head to the campus and talk to the teacher? If their car is parked, I can look at the plate. License plates are public record, right? Then I can search their department.
Oh my god, yes! That would be amazing! That way I can get our notes together for tonight, set up, all that. And I'll be available for any calls.
Okay, I'm on it. When do you want to meet back up?
Usual? 6?
I'll be here, and let you know as soon as I find something out.
Mwah! Love you mucho! Okay, Duritz.
This is Special Agent Dabney Duritz with the Griverton Investigations Bureau. If this is an emergency, I advise you to call 911. Please leave a detailed message and I will return your call as soon as possible.
Agent Duritz, this is Valerie St. James. I have some updates and you told me to call, so...
Excuse me? Hi. Can you point me to Professor Hillen's office?
Yeah, it's the last one on the right there.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hi, Valerie. It's Morris Kennard returning your call.
Yes, thank you so much for getting back to me.
Professor Hillen? Morgan Hillen?
Can I help you?
Hi, Portia Nix. I am hoping you can, actually. This is going to sound weird, but I was wondering if you recently...
I'm happy to meet with you again, Valerie, but it might have to wait till tomorrow. I'm knocking off early today for an appointment.
Oh, I see. That's no problem. Is there a good time tomorrow? I'm pretty free during the day.
Sorry, you're with who now? The police?
No, podcast. Griv or Die. Here's a card. This isn't anything official. I'm just curious about your car.
Dear user 175M3, thank you so much for another extremely generous donation. Yes, we'd love to conference you in and record for the show, if that's all right with you. If so, does tonight work? Tonight we are recording for the show as it is.
Really? Wow. Are you sure it wasn't before June 3rd?
I can't be positive without locating the records. I keep all of my automotive receipts, you see.
Well, if you think to double check, you can reach me with the contact info on that card. I really, really appreciate your time, Miss Hillen.
Oh, don't mention it. However, I'm still confused as to what it is you do exactly. Are you a journalist or...
Miss St. James, got your message. Can't talk, but can text. What do you have for me?
That It's Me person donated again and wants to do a video chat tonight. We will be recording. Is this helpful? Also, did you notice the magically appearing hubcap on the far car, the red one in the canard video? A tip from It's Me.
Val lost the hubcap running over a pothole and had it replaced sometime in June. Seems like it was after the Lottie video. Super weird. It must have been edited, right? Did you talk to Durex?
Oh, shit. Talking to him now, It's Me said yes to tonight. Kennard's meeting set up for tomorrow. See you soon.
Yes. Move forward with the video call. If it ends up being McClung, notify me immediately. We'll look into video discrepancy. Good work.
Dude, Agent Duritz just told us good work.
LOL. Badass. See you in a bit.
Check.
La,
check,
la,
check.
La, la. Check.
Okay, you ready? Just act natural.
So if it's him, we go with the technical difficulties plan?
Yep. And if it's not, then, well, we'll have a lot of questions for whomever it is, I guess.
Whomever. Nice.
Let's do this.
This is so crazy.
Okay, here we go.
What is it? Turn it this way. An empty desk chair?
Hello?
Val, this is creepy.
Oh my
Holy
God.
Shit!
Sorry, did I scare you? I was just getting a glass of water.
It's him. It's fucking him.
Hi. No. Yes, sort of. I'm Valerie St. James, and kind of off camera here is...
E. Porsche. Yeah, I'm a fan of the show, but I guess you know that. I'm Peter McClung, which I'm sure you also know.
Oh, well, we...
are working with the GIB. I figured as much, judging by all the IP pings I've been fending off over the last few days. You can let them know. I have nothing to hide. I just felt like toying with them. They recruited me as a kid, you know. But I don't like what they're about. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm texting him now.
Mr. McClung.
Peter is fine.
Peter. First of all, thanks for the donations, and thank you for meeting with us tonight. I have to be honest, I wasn't exactly sure how to begin. If you...
Well, you could start by asking...
Excuse me, Peter. Let me just finish my thought here. If you have information as to the whereabouts of Lottie Carmichael, and you say you have nothing to hide, then why put the community, her family, through all this? Are you aware of what happened with Selma Koenig's sculpture?
Of course I'm aware, but let me tell you... What's that?
Nothing. Please, continue.
Well, first of all, Selmer Koenig is a great man and had nothing to do with Lottie Carmichael's death. And neither did I.
Valerie.
Sorry, Peter. We're having some technical difficulties.
Is that right?
We're just going to mute you for one sec.
You sure it's not the GIB telling you to keep me talking?
What? Did he respond?
He asked where we were, so I told him. He said he's close by and that he's on his way. And to lock the door.
What? Let me see.
I'm kind of getting freaked out, Val.
Well, it's locked. What do? We keep him talking, right? I mean, we're looking at him right now. He can't be in two places at once.
I don't know. He did all that projection stuff for Koenig, right? Could he?
Shit.
Look, Duritz is on his way. Let's just keep going.
Okay. Sorry about that, Peter. You were saying?
I was saying that if they had attempted to treat one of the greatest living artists with an ounce of dignity during all of this, perhaps I would have been more forthright with what I know. I cared about Lottie, too. I loved her.
Peter, I do not mean any disrespect, but...
Yes, you do. Peter McClung, right? Isn't that what you called me 2 episodes ago?
Peter, I'm sorry. We didn't intend to...
Oh, shit. Thank you, gods. I let him in.
Where's she going?
Delivery. We typically eat during a session. Since it's only audio, we can just edit it out. Anyway, Peter, we strive to entertain, and I apologize for the name-calling. I do have some additional questions for you, if you're okay to continue. Peter?
What?
Peter? Are you still there? It looks like your screen froze, or... Oh, no. No. Portia? Portia!
Sorry, I've got a bad signal.
No!
Wait.
Get away from me!
What's going on? Valerie? Are you there?
Please, please don't do this! No!
Valerie? What's happening?
What the hell? Oh my god!
Lottie? Lottie, that you?
Morris? Holy shit, did you see that?
You okay? Hey, come on in here.
What the hell am I covered in? What was that? God, my ears are ringing like crazy.
It looks like the transformer exploded right above you there. You hurt?
No, I think I'm okay. Just my ears.
You sure?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good. My shirt is soaked.
I think that's mineral oil. They use it to cool those things, pretty sure.
I'm glad you are here. I think someone was following me, this guy. I don't know.
Following you?
I don't... Never mind. Do you have a shirt or something?
Sure I do. Here. Follow me. Watch your step. Must have knocked out the power. Yeah, I was just closing up and about to get out of here. Saw you jogging, then boom. I'm just glad you're okay. Let's see. Here we go. Kennard's t-shirt, just like the old days, eh, Lottie?
Mo, I worked here for like 2 days. Not sure if that qualifies.
Well, I liked having you around all the same. Go on, pop that thing off now.
You wish. It's not that dark in here. Give it, I'll change over in canvases.
So, how's everything been going? How are classes?
They're good, I guess. Things are fine. You?
You sure you don't need any help back there?
Don't be weird, Mo.
No, never weird. Actually, I'm glad this happened. I got something I'd like your opinion on back in the studios. You got a minute?
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, what's up? Are you locking that?
Just don't want someone coming in while we're back there. Alarm's got a battery, but there's no telling how long power will be out. Here, let me show you this.
Actually, Mo, I should probably get going. I've got this thing I'm supposed
to... Lottie, what's the matter? Come on, just want to show you this piece. It'll take 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes for your old boss?
I guess. Okay, 5 minutes.
Great. Back here in Studio C. Look at you, Lottie. You've really grown up, haven't you? Like a real lady.
Valerie, are you okay?
Check on her.
What's Valerie? Happening? Are you all right?
Valerie, are you here?
Valerie! Valerie! Move away from her! This is Duritz. I need an ambulance at 2224 Partridge Lane. Valerie! Valerie! Can you hear me? Help is coming. Shit! Stay right here, okay? You're gonna be okay. Just stay with me. Look at me. Valerie.
More tonight on the Charlotte Lottie Carmichael case, whose now DNA-confirmed remains were found at the bizarre scene days ago, just behind me at the former site of Selmer Koenig's blood statue. Sources are telling us that Morris Kennard, owner of Kennard's here on 12th Street, has been killed in an encounter with the GIB. Kennard is now known to have been a former employer of Lottie Carmichael, and upon discovery that he altered surveillance footage from his exterior security camera, he became the GIB's primary suspect. It is unclear how the remains were placed into the statue. However, sources say Selmer Koenig, along with his assistant Peter McClung, have demonstrated how Kennard would have the tools to do so right here in his shop. In a truly chilling turn, Kennard was killed after brutalizing two local podcasters who had inexplicably become secured assets to the GIB. The agent in charge has since resigned, and the podcasters themselves remain in critical condition. We will continue to update as this story develops. And Arlene, I want to join the community in keeping those young women in our thoughts. Hug your loved ones a little tighter tonight, folks.
This is Moose Proof Rock, FBT News.
Lauren Floyd as Valerie St. James, Amber Rossi Strasser as Portia Nix, with Evan Michael Woods as Dabney Durrett, Lindsay Hall as Lottie Carmichael, Cameron Casey as Peter McClung, Giovanni Camagno as Selmer Koenig and Moose Proofrock, Bradford Riley as Morris Kennard and Beverly, Chris Kelly as Professor Morgan Hillen, and Cody Dry as Slinks.
There you have it, friends, the exciting conclusion to the disappearance of Lottie Carmichael. Huge thanks to all our talented Right or Wrong Rogues for their amazing work. We so hope you enjoyed it, and thanks for listening. No voting this time around, so please take a moment to follow us on Instagram at Right or Wrong Podcast and check out our Patreon, which can be found at rightorwrongpodcast.com. Thanks so much, brave listeners. Stay tuned for our upcoming tale of the strange and unexpected, Fairlandria. Until then, friends, here is Marlo to take us out as always. Peace, y'all.
Right or Wrong is created by Patrick Emil and Marlo Myslevich. This episode's story was written by Patrick Emil, with music and sound design by Kickserve. Cast your vote on our website at rightorwrongpodcast.com and be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Right or Wrong Podcast. If you like what you're listening to, hit the subscribe button, write us a review, and be sure to tell your friends to share the stories. Until next week, keep writing.